Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Barrett Salee joining us momentarily. Blogger, broadcaster, father extraordinaire, and a guy who lives close to Athens, Georgia, so maybe he's got a little insight on the Stafford thing. I think it's weird. Anyway, can I tell you about Max Prairie Wings? I sure can. Thanks for asking.
I want to know.
Quack, quack. Won't be long. We're going to start whacking ducks again. But right now, you want to get out on the water. Have a little fun. Tohatsu, building motors since 56. Technology, reliability, dependability, simplicity. Everything to get out on the water. Lots of fun things. Anywhere to get outdoors. Clothes, guns, fishing equipment. All of it. Want to get out there and cast a line? DJ, good form yesterday, by the way.
You saw that?
Yep. 870-674-8982 is the number. Max Prairie Wings and Stuttgart, you're ready to deal. They still accept all major credit cards and debit cards, but they will also finance for you if you're in a motor or boat kind of way. I mean, if you got to finance your rod and reel, I mean, I don't know about that. But anyway, go down there and peruse. Great place to walk around. It's an outdoorsman's dream at Max Prairie Wings in Stuttgart. And it's a short drive from the capital city. Pop down and see them and hang out or call them or go to their website, maxpw.com. Let's go to the Brandon Moving and Storage Hotline and talk to Barrett Salee. Barrett, what's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. Just getting ready for media days, making some plans, getting some stuff taken care of. It's almost college football season.
It's great because it seems like the time in between is increasingly short. Like, where it's like talking season to off season to like draft, and I mean, it seems like there's more and more over the years. It's become less terrible for us in the summertime doing sports talk radio on a daily basis. But I'm excited. And the meetings, too. The meetings are good, too.
I think part of it's a transfer portal. I think part of it is the increase in attention in college baseball. Mm. So I think there's a lot to it. But and there's always, things like EA Sports releasing ridiculous lists that that take over some conversations as well.
What's the latest? And I know you're upset about home field advantage list.
Like, why are Tennessee and Auburn not in it? Like, Wisconsin, I don't know what Wisconsin did to convince people that it's scary and dangerous. I mean, jump around's cool, but, I mean, whatever. And Florida State, really? Like, I've been to Tallahassee. It's not that intimidating.
No. I would take Auburn over that for sure. And by the sheer numbers, you would think Rocky Top, when they're good, is way up there. I don't get the Florida State thing either.
It sounds days in that place because it's straight up. Like, it does not leave. Like, Sanford Stadium, Georgia, like, I know there's a lot of people. Sound doesn't stay in there. It's not terribly loud. Is loud, right?
Yeah.
But it's not as intimidating maybe as people think. And look, they have a good record there. Like, I know people will say, well, they're going to their ex record for 5 years. Like, yeah, because they're really freaking good.
Exactly. And they played on the moon, they'd be really good too. I'm going to give Camp Randall the benefit of the doubt. It seems like a place, and they have had a ton of success too. And also, Wisconsin's not sexy or over the top great every year, but they do seem to have a ton of success at home. So I'll give them the pass.
They do, but they were in the Big Ten West. They're supposed to have success in the Big Ten West.
That's a good point. Okay, I'll give it to you. Back to Georgia for a moment, if we may. We debated at length here the Stafford story that came out this week. And again, I couple this story without making too much of it or trying to. I couple this story with the Matthew Stafford weird move of photographer falls off stage at Super Bowl event and he runs in the other direction, even though he had nothing to do with the photographer falling off the stage. Just a weird thing. So it makes me think this whole family is weird. I don't know what kinds of stuff they're into at home. But this revelation this week by his wife about dating the backup, we spent 15 minutes debating whether that means she hooked up with him or they just hung out together. Anyway, hook up or hang up? Or hang out or hook up, Christian? That's going to be the third question of the day today. Anyway, the point is, it was just a weird thing to do and a weirder thing to talk about years later, I thought. Am I completely off base here?
No, you're not. Like, I saw it, I was like, what's the point of this? Right? Like, is this necessary? Now, Kelly Stafford is, she has been in the news for a variety of different things throughout, Matt's sort of visible life, right?
Yep.
She has done a lot of good. Like, I think, the health scare that she had, she's, certainly created foundations, multiple foundations for cancer and things like that. But yeah, it's almost like she just bounces around from one topic to another, trying to, you know, keep herself in the news. I fully understand and fully accept the charity work she does, but it's been sort of a common theme for her. Yeah. With weird stuff. So I don't know. It's a little odd.
It is weird. The other thing is, as long as we're talking about weird stuff and news and sports, Bill Belichick, Barrett.
Oh, dude.
He is housing a 23-year-old woman. Thoughts?
Can you imagine, like, bringing him to mom and dad's house and being like, oh, this is my new boyfriend, Bill Belichick?
Yeah. How old is your daughter?
She's 8.
Okay. If your daughter's 23, let's just add, 17 years, right? Am I doing the math right?
Yeah.
In 17 years, your daughter comes home and says, Dad, I'm moving in with Tom Brady, who's 57. What do you say?
Like, yeah, get that money.
That's terrible. It's your daughter.
Get your bag.
No, man, I don't think so.
Well, no, like, objectively, Tom's a good looking.
Yeah.
And he's very smart, and he's very successful.
Okay, well, all those
he's
things apply to Bill.
Look like Bill Belichick.
Okay, I think a better comparison attractive. Would be she comes home and brings Brett Favre through the door.
Okay, that's actually better.
Oh, no. No, that because he's into some sketchy stuff with money. So, like, I'd have to, like, take all my cash, put it in Bitcoin, and throw it in a cold wallet in a safe deposit box.
You think that
so
girl...
He can't raid my bank account.
Do you think that girl's dad refers to Belichick as sir?
Coach.
That's
don't
true,
you
right?
To him as coach?
Yes. Respect your elders.
Mr. Belichick, it's great to see you. how are things at the house?
I have to respect my elders.
That is so weird.
Oh, you want my daughter's hand in marriage?
Yeah. And the thing is, that's what I was saying earlier. And again, this is down the road. They just started dating, but they have been apparently living together for a little while. I'm like, she either doesn't want kids or they've had the discussion. He's like, yeah.
Okay. Let's just have fun together.
Maybe she misunderstood him because she's like, Bill, would you have a child with me? Because I would like to have kids. I'm 23. He's like, I mean, we're on to Tuesday. Let's go get some ice cream. I don't know.
Trust the process.
Where's my Geritol? Where's my Viagra?
Very
for
weird.
Sakes? I mean, geez, what am I doing? Anyway, okay. Thank you. Your dog agrees. I appreciate that.
Sorry about him.
No, that's okay.
Speaking of my daughter, her friend just apparently knocked on our door.
Okay,
so.
Well, you better let her in. Ask her about Belichick. anyway,
right? What do you think of Bill?
Yeah. So give me kind of. We're going to talk to you, I guess. Although you're usually busy during, so I don't know if we'll be able to actually get you on during the. We got one more appearance, I guess, before the media days. But at this point, a few weeks out, what are the most compelling storylines going in? Other than, I guess we can't ask the Texas A&M and Texas coaches about the baseball deal, but what do you think about Schlossnagel making this, undressing this reporter, or dressing down the reporter, I should say, not undressing, dressing down the reporter,
well,
and then turns out he was lying the whole time.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Maybe he's playing 4D chess going after Zane because he said he's not going to talk to him again because he's the head coach at Texas. See?
Mm-hmm.
4D chess. No, like, I've always been of the belief, like, when somebody asks you, hey, are you going to be the coach at school X? Like, there's no good way to answer that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no good way. But Schlossnagel had, like, the worst way.
Yes.
Like, that's the worst way.
I was just going to say, but there is a bad way to do it.
Yes. And that was it. Don't be
indignant. Don't give me this this indignance. Like, how dare you ask me such a question? That's so selfish.
When you know it, did you hear that Chris Del Conte like hid behind a cemetery to talk to him?
Oh no,
that's super freaking weird.
Do you think that he was actually texting recruits while he was the A&M coach to go to Texas?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
100%.
All right.
I've heard that was not really a secret amongst baseball circles.
Well, I mean, I heard about it, so apparently it wasn't very well kept secret for sure.
Right.
And I don't know anybody or anything, so there you go.
Maybe if they had kept it secret like Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, then maybe it wouldn't be a surprise.
There's no doubt. It's like, oh, I've been the Texas coach for 3 months, turns out. Had no idea. all right, so all right, back to the original question. Sorry. What are the compelling storylines going into media days in a couple weeks?
I really hope it's not NIL. I really, really hope it's not NIL. I think it will be, but... obviously Texas and Oklahoma coming in will be big. But, you know, I think the general consensus is that we're all going to ask the same three questions to each one of those coaches and all those players, like, hey, can you contend? Or what do you make of the SEC? What about SEC speed? Like, all that stuff's going to be there. I think that one of the bigger ones will be Kalen DeBoer, but I'm interested to see how many people realize that Georgia is actually still pretty good and on the brink of having a dynasty, mm-hmm. because it seems like it almost seems like people are overlooking Georgia right now, yep. which is just, it's weird to me.
Is Alabama, is there a possibility? I mean, we finally rid ourselves of St. Nick. Thank God for everybody else in the league. Is there a possibility that DeBoer can keep it at the exact same level? And if so, what's the percentage of chances?
No, there's no way he can keep it at that level.
Thank God. That's what I want to hear.
You know, think about it this way. Whew. Like, Georgia had already passed Alabama, and Alabama had the greatest coach of all time.
Mm.
Right?
Fair.
So, if last time I checked, Kalen DeBoer is not the greatest coach of all time. I don't think that's a slight to him. It's just reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that mean Alabama won't make the playoff anymore? No. Will they make the playoff more times than not? Probably. But they had already been unseated. So, yeah, taking another step back certainly will happen.
All right, let me bring them back to the beginning, and then we'll pass it off and move along and put a bow on it. I just saw, to your point about the EA Sports thing, offensive power rankings, top 25 list. Apparently nobody passed along to the folks at EA Sports that Bobby Petrino is the offensive coordinator at Arkansas now.
Yeah.
Did he make the top 25,
for
DJ?
For who, Arkansas?
Yeah, didn't get offensive power ranking top 25. Can you believe that?
They need to release the top 75 list.
Colorado's 7.
Colorado's 8, but yes.
They had a solid offense. Their defense was just terrible.
Yeah. No, their offense was ridiculous. It was bad. 82nd in yards per game, 99th in yards per play, 60th in points per game, 85th in explosive plays, and 64th in third down.
Should Miami be 7th?
Should Miami be 7th?
I mean, when I think Miami, offense is not efficient offense is not the first thing I think of. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, do you believe Cam Ward, right? That's the biggest thing is, do you believe in Cam Ward? Because they've got dudes.
Yeah.
But do you believe in Cam Ward? If you do, then sure, that makes sense.
Can I wait and watch like 5 games first?
Yes, but no, you have to have hot takes right now.
Okay. I didn't.
That's the rule of the summer.
Would you like to know how many Washington State games I watched last year?
Half.
That's more than I watched. yeah. Okay, well, I'll wait and see. I'll just trust in the fact that he's going to be good. Apparently they are, so that's a long move. Could you go to two schools further apart from Pullman, Washington, to Miami? I mean.
No, well, Seattle's further west, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if he went to the University of instead of Washington State.
Yeah. Washington to Miami. That's about as far as you can get.
Okay, listen, be good to our guys and have fun at Media Days. I guess we will talk to you one more time beforehand, but it's quite the how you feel about being in Dallas this year versus being out east?
I wish it was in Hoover every single year.
Yeah.
I love Hoover.
You do?
It's home. Like
No, Atlanta's home, Barrett. Did you hit your head? You don't live in Birmingham.
No, like not home for me. Like, it feels like where Media Days belong.
Okay.
To me.
All right. You wouldn't want it in Atlanta?
And yes, I have hit my head multiple times.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there.
You don't want it in Atlanta if you could choose?
No, because I can't have fun like in Atlanta. I have to like be a
gotta be a dad husband. Yeah. That. Can't just like you can't go sing karaoke with the boys.
No, I can't.
You could. I can't even get you out for a cup of coffee when I'm in Atlanta, so yeah, I get it. You're very committed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like being responsible.
I know. Well, I haven't done it in years, but good for you. listen, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks before we get set.
All right, thanks, y'all. See you.
Thank you, buddy. Barrett Salee on the Brandon Moving and Storage Hotline. Always good.